Hi, this is Janet.
Hi, this is Steve.
And this is Wrinkled Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
You really pronounce listening in that. I know. Usually don't.
I know. I tried to do something a little bit different this time.
Yeah, talk about different. It is 90 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's late August.
It's a beautiful day.
And you are wearing a scarf.
It's a summer. It's a summer scarf. It is a light cotton scarf.
Just a light and cotton scarf to complement my t-shirt with the V-neck.
Yeah. What are you saying? Are you making fun? Are you saying like I'm a hipster or some shit like that?
Yeah, middle-aged hipster. What is that? You're not a spring chicken.
Oh, wow. Huh, I just thought I'd try to be a little more fashionable. I didn't realize I was going to be shamed. What do they call this? Am I being body
shamed? You're hip shamed.
Am I being body?
You're being hipster shamed.
Hipster shamed. Mm-hmm.
I found an article about hipsters.
What'd you find?
Each state has like one town that is like hipster central.
Oh, they do?
Yes. So like in Alabama, it's a town called Avondale,
uh-huh.
which is near Birmingham. Alaska, it's Spinard. It's near Anchorage.
Oh, yeah. I know that area.
You do?
Yeah.
Even Arkansas has a hipster town.
Oh, no, not Arkansas.
It's Argenta. It's near Little
Argenta
Rock.
Sounds like a cheese.
Yeah, so coffee and comedy are both hugely popular.
Try saying that.
Popular. Popular. Poplar Bluff? That's in Missouri. Colorado?
Boulder.
No, the Highlands.
Oh,
yeah.
We've been there. I guess so. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
The Highlands Tap House. Very good place. Great burgers.
Let's see. What other states do you know well? Hawaii? Kakoko?
What?
Kakako.
You just want to pass on that one?
I do.
How do you spell it? Why don't you spell it?
K-A-K-A-A-K-O. Kakako. That's just fun to say. Let's see. Let's find Missouri. What about Texas?
But just go through the list. Because
you
want
to go through all 50 states?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, heavens, I mean, with Betsy.
People listening are from all over the world. You don't have to if you don't want
Thank you.
But I'm saying the list is all over the world. So
in Indiana, it's Fountain Square.
Uh-huh.
Iowa is East Village outside of Des Moines. Kansas is Delano near Wichita.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky has Nulu, which is near Louisville.
Nulu.
Nulu.
Is that like Denver's Lodo?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. Why do you ask me questions?
Because I like to watch you give me a face like, I don't know.
But why?
I don't know.
Missouri has Westport, which is near Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
Montana, the heart of Missoula, which is in Missoula.
Why are all these places never in the major cities? Are they not allowed in the major?
It's just like the Highlands.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Denver.
Yeah, so usually the hearts of cities have usually
moved out. The
Yeah.
The actual expanded. Hearts of cities, or most of the hearts are dead mm-hmm. in the actual cities.
They're dead.
Dead, black
but
hearts.
New Mexico, downtown Albuquerque.
Mm.
In New York, it's Queens.
Yeah.
North Dakota, it's downtown Fargo.
I'm surprised about that.
Aren't you?
I am.
You know?
God darn it.
Gosh darn it. They don't use the Lord's name in vain. South Dakota has downtown Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Tennessee is East Nashville.
Okay.
Texas?
Austin.
East Austin.
East Austin. Ah.
See, that was kind
the difference
of an easy
is?
One. Well, it's just like the Highlands is different than Lodo.
Yeah, but I wonder, Austin, they promote like the Austin atmosphere? As just keeping Austin weird. You know, that's
yeah.
the whole slogan. Keep Austin weird.
It's a very hard place to hire.
Is it?
Yeah, the unemployment rate is like negative.
Have you been trying to hire people around that area for your company?
The team has. I haven't.
Team.
The unemployment rate in Denver is like 4%, and I'm struggling with some open jobs. So if you are a recruiter or a compensation analyst in the Denver area, call me.
What's the problem? Nobody wants to work, or do they don't qualify, or what's the...
There's a lot of different factors. The people that we want more money than we pay.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's just a generational thing now, isn't it? $15 an hour! I want at least $15 an hour
oh,
to
no.
put french fries in your bag.
No, it's not a generational thing.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah. So when is this hipster thing going to go away, you think?
I don't know.
It's like a fad.
I think it's getting bigger and bigger. I actually thought it was going to fade out several years ago, but it seems to be getting bigger, especially the whole beard thing. The beard thing seems to be getting bigger.
6% of beards have fecal matter in them, according to stand-up comedian Nora Lynch.
That was an article that she read.
Right. But yeah. I didn't read the article, so I have to quote her.
Oh. So why didn't you see this article about poop in the beard?
I kiss your face and you have
a beard?
A beard from time to time. I like when you have the goatee, but it seems that you have decided to not do the goatee anymore.
I'm going for the beard because
my opinion matters nothing at all.
Well, goatees are so 90s. They really are. They're outdated now.
Oh.
If you have a goatee, you're sort of – it's kind of like wearing Tootsie glasses. You know, the ladies that still wear the big glasses with the giant arm on the side? It's how glasses can date you. You've never noticed that?
I like styles big glasses.
I know.
I think small glasses make my head look round.
You don't have a Charlie Brown head at all.
I feel like I do.
I could put a candle in your mouth and use it at Halloween.
Speaking of Halloween, you actually made some progress on the cleaning of the garage.
I did. Today I got out and started trying to throw stuff. We have boxes in the garage from about 9 years ago when I moved into the house that
And that is not we.
Me.
I was not around 9 years ago in your life.
Yeah, but it's a lot of stuff that I've never even opened the boxes because they just got moved over. And you don't want to just throw out boxes because you go, oh, that's where that is. Like I found like
Halloween decor.
Yeah, but I found Bob Dylan's autograph in one of the boxes a week or so ago. And so I can't just go, I'm going to throw this whole box away because I haven't used it in 9 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm slowly going through these boxes. And I found a box today that was full of Halloween decorations.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I love decorations. That's the only thing about the colder seasons that I like.
It's this time of year when it turns into decorating season?
No, not yet. It's only August.
Yeah, but it's coming fast.
October?
Colorado has already had its first snow.
We got to move to Florida.
No, I love it. That's why I had my scarf on today. Yesterday was nice and chilly. Wasn't it a beautiful? Sun was out, like 70 degrees. And
I think it was like 68 in my cubicle.
Yeah.
And there was no sun involved.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Wow.
I like my nipples hard all the time. That's what I think I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear the cat talking to me?
Yeah, he's agreeing with you. He likes his nipples hard as well.
That's dirty. I knew I liked this cat for a reason. I'm going to change this cat's name to Nipples.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to some coworkers today, and they were talking about how they had heard some recruiting jobs in Minneapolis were like going for like $90,000 a year, $100,000 a year plus with like 2 to 3 years experience.
Uh-huh.
I have like 7, 8, 9 years experience.
Uh-huh. Do you want to live in that type of cold atmosphere?
But they were like, Janet, you could relocate, couldn't you? And I was like, I couldn't pry Steve away from Colorado. If I could, we would be south.
You'll never pry me away from
We would be in Texas.
Here. Never. I might go
or
to
Nashville.
I might go to Hawaii.
To visit.
Yeah. And I might go live in Italy. I'm liking Italy more and more. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I don't think you would.
I think I would. I really think I would.
It rains a lot.
I know, but it's gorgeous and the food is amazing.
You would be a large man.
I don't care at this point in my life.
You don't?
No.
You don't?
No.
I call BS on that.
No, I don't care. I could become a big
old... Oh my God, I gained 4 pounds. Oh my God. I need to eat nothing but salad and soup.
Well, that's because it's the...
That's you.
That's the business over here. That's the...
the business is deep.
The business. Yeah. Well, you can't... In show business, you know, you got to have a certain look and look a certain way. You know,
Ralphie May's large.
Yeah, but that's the way he started. And that's the way he looks. And that's his thing. You know what I mean? What? What are you going to say?
I'm trying to think of a fat guy that went skinny. And I can't stop thinking of Jared at Subway.
Yeah. Oh, poor Jared.
No, not poor Jared. He's going to jail. Pervy that should be castrated and possibly shot to death.
I didn't know that he actually had paid for sex with a minor.
Several, I think.
Yeah. Wow. I thought it was just like child porn on his computer. And I thought it wasn't even going to be that originally. I thought because it was somebody he worked with got caught with child porn, and then it leaked over to him. And I thought that was going to be what it was. It was going to be he's attached through this guy.
I just feel bad for Subway.
Oh, I know.
Don't feel bad for Jared. Feel bad for Subway. They've probably given this guy a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And now every time I look at a Subway sign, I'm like, oh.
I know.
Dirty.
Poor little
man.
Subway. But, you know, Firehouse will benefit from this. They ought to change their slogan.
Or Jason's Deli. Or
we've never touched a kid, you know.
Oh, my God. Too soon.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
Hashtag too soon.
But we do like Firehouse.
We do like Firehouse.
We never go there.
Because we got to keep thin for this.
Until we
Steve
move
life.
To Italy. And then I can become Fatso Pavarotti, just sitting on a bench, sipping cappuccinos.
Where you can't see your pee-pee anymore.
Yeah. I don't need to see it to use it.
I think you do.
You do?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Michael Florex, the comic, used to say, if you can't see your dick, nobody else wants to.
I like it. That should be on a t-shirt. What? I'm serious.
It's kind of true, I guess, in a way. Yeah. If you can't look down and see your pee.
How do you pee?
I guess you have to feel around for it. Or just,
you still there, man? Okay.
Just sit down.
I can't believe we just went here.
Why not?
I don't know. Wow. So you fly on planes a lot.
I do fly in planes a lot, Janet.
I didn't know where we were going to go with that, so I'm going to go somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm going to veer left.
Why?
Because I found this article about
airplane bathrooms.
10 terrible, horrible, no good, very bad airplane habits that people might be guilty of.
All right.
Right.
All right. Where are they? I might have done one or two of those since I travel so much.
Do you not want to talk about this?
No, I do.
I feel like you make fun of me when I bring up topics like
this. No, I like that. I just like to use a different voice. This is a character thing. See, because people are podcasts, you have to kind of switch it up and, you know. So.
Whee!
Yeah, woo! Read me the list!
Why don't we discuss the list?
Okay.
Okay. Stinking up the plane with your poor personal hygiene. Have you sat next to a stinky mother effer?
I have, more than one time.
And what do you do? Do you, like, hand them an air freshener?
No, I just try to keep the air blowing on the vent on me.
Mm.
But it has happened more than once.
Do you put, like, your bandana over your mouth?
I would use my scarf that you make fun of.
The hipster scarf that probably smells like marijuana?
No, probably doesn't. God.
Number two is stinking up the plane with your smelly food. Don't be bringing that salmon or that fish.
I have not done that, but yes, people have done that. I've sat next to people that brought like kimchi and all that kind of stinky stuff on.
Oh.
You gave me the I don't know what kimchi face is.
I kind of don't know what kimchi is. Educate me. We need a sound effect because I feel like a lot of times in life.
This is to educate Janet.
No, it should be like, educate me.
Educate me.
There you go. And we could use it on our vlogs, too, because I feel like a lot of times in life, I'm like,
I do. I feel like that, too.
That I'm like that a lot.
Like the other day. I mean, we're going to go back to the list, but I got to talk about this. The other day, we're walking through the store, and I say to Janet, did you see, I think that lady just cut her leg over there on something. And she goes, what lady? And I go, the one covered in blood.
Okay, that's not edumacating. That is just, hey, pay attention. Yeah.
So I don't know how you missed. Like, you're just.
I'm in Janet land.
Because it was even a guy going, can we get a rag for her? And I'm like.
Janet land, population one.
When you walk into something, are you focused? Like, I must find dog treats. I can't notice the bloody lady in aisle 15.
I kind of am, because it's much more efficient.
Efficient what? In what way?
Like, I'm not like, la, 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 hey, what's that? Oh, lady bloody. You need help, lady?
That's how you would talk to her?
I don't know.
You would go into slow-mo land instead of, oh my God, that lady's bleeding. Is there something I could do? You go into, la, 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 oh, lady bleeding.
I don't know. So it's kimchi. Educate me.
Kimchi is stinky Korean food. It's like, I think it's cabbage that they boil and they put in the ground so it rots. And then there's, I'm not I'm not going to say that's exactly right, but yeah, that's
that's what it smells like.
No, but it is part of the look. We'll have to look it up, or somebody knows. If you know, Google and share it with us. But yeah, kimchi is like rotten cabbage the way it's done.
The next thing you don't want to do on the plane is take off your socks. Just don't.
No, or shoes.
And some people don't need to take off their shoes. I will take off my shoes. If I have flip-flops on, I do sometimes. Just
and why are you
curl
flying
up
in flip-flops?
Because?
Because it's nasty. People don't need to show their toes. People really do not need to show their toes. I wish.
Ever?
No, no.
Are you being serious?
Yes. People have disgusting feet. I've been noticing more and more.
Do you
and
hate
more.
My feet?
No. I don't hate your
You hate my feet.
No, you keep your
I should
you I pick should your, you clean your toes with a fork, and I appreciate that.
With a fork? No, I don't.
But you keep your toes nice and polished and stuff. But if
yes.
you ever just walk around and look at people's feet that
oh,
are in
I have
flip-flops
a friend that
or,
has
oh,
a real bad issue with feet. Like she just is like look at those feet. Look at those feet. And I'm like, stop looking. If they drive you insane, don't look down.
But you can't help it. It's like a car wreck in a way. You're like, oh my God, look at the, there's like crusty, scabby things in the heel of that lady.
Ooh, yeah. So keep your shoes and socks on.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on a plane, you don't want to be the annoying person blasting your music or your videos. So
Headphones.
They sell them in the airport.
They do.
Sneezing or coughing without covering your mouth. What the hell? Who does that anymore?
You.
No, I don't.
You do sometimes.
No, I don't.
You'll turn your head.
And I'll do this. Because I don't use my hand. It's gross to use your hand. You use the turn in your elbow. Because people touch things with their hands.
Oh, that's gross. If you sneeze in your hand and then touch a doorknob or something.
Right. Yeah. I have a method to my madness.
Oh.
You thought I wasn't coming.
I thought you were just turning your head.
No.
Ooh, I just,
oh, gosh.
Ow.
Do you... Oh.
Ow. Oh. I just had... Let's go back up and tell why I said ow.
Okie dokie.
I just had oral surgery on a... Oral surgery on a tooth. And had to have actually a little bit of bone graft and mm-hmm. to hold my tooth. And it's icky, but it's working. I got stitches. And I just... When I went to...
Make noises.
I forgot that my lips are stitched up.
So you need another Vicodin?
I might need another Vicodin.
Gotta call the dealer. We're out.
The dealer. You mean Walgreens?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. The next one, forcing everyone to listen to your loud conversations. No reason to be loud.
I'm amazed that people are still loud on cell phones. Seriously, I'm sort of loud, but I'm loud.
You are loud on your cell phone.
I'm loud anyway.
No, it's like when you get on the phone, you like turn it up 5 volumes.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
I'm just like, I'm in the basement and I hear you upstairs. I'm like,
well, a lot of times when I'm on the cell phone down here, I'm like doing a radio interview, so I'm trying to project.
No, I'm in the basement.
Oh.
You're up there.
Oh. Well, I'm just loud anyway.
You are.
But I'm talking about people that, you know... I think people forget that you don't have to talk that loud. Like,
right.
I think they have to talk louder to push their words through the air because it's not
there
on lines anymore.
There is some projecting
anymore.
That needs to happen because I do that at work. I have to project because if I try and keep it quiet for cubicle land.
They're like, what?
They can't hear me. And then that just pisses me off because I hate repeating myself. You know that.
Yeah.
I hate even you. I'm like, you didn't hear me? Fine. We'll move on.
That drives me apeshit.
I know. It's like my pet peeve is repeating myself. Your pet peeve is me not repeating myself.
So it's a match made in hell.
So like the girls at work have gotten used to it. But I remember when I first started, they're like, do you have to be so loud? I'm like, yes.
You
this
do.
Is me talking.
Because I'm talking to somebody.
Projecting.
They have noise behind them, which they don't understand in your cubicle, is
right.
They don't hear what you hear. Because the person could have noise behind them.
Oh, I talked
to
someone
to
in a coffee shop today, and I was like, dear God.
See? So you have to be loud enough to
yes.
go to overcome the noise they're hearing behind them. So the people that go, could you talk a little softer? Fuck off. I'm talking to somebody at a coffee shop. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But you can't talk to people you work with like that. Is that weird? Is that weird?
The next thing, don't be rude or impatient with flight attendants and crew members.
Ever.
They've got a job to do, and they have a very short amount of time to do it. Don't push, pull, or kick other people's seats. I hate when they do it in movie theaters, in planes. Get your knees out of my back.
Mm-hmm. I hate when people put their feet between the seats.
Oh, yeah. I would just start, like, poking
touching them. Their toes or pulling the hair on their big toe.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, big toe, this is a divergence from that, but our pal Jeremy posted a picture the other day on Facebook of somebody sucking feet. It was like from a did you see that? It was supposed to have been like a love scene from a movie. It was like a toe sucking thing. Is that weird? Is that gross?
That makes me nauseous. I think there's like a small percentage of the world that thinks that that's erotic.
Like toe sucking is hot?
Yeah, I don't want you sucking my toes. I don't want to suck your toes.
Suck my toe!
We are a happy family in that arena.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What if I just lick between your toes?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you like that?
No.
Just right between
your
toes?
Do you notice I do my own toes? I may get a pedicure once a year, once every other year, because my toes are so ticklish.
Because you don't like Asian
ticklish.
Women touching your feet?
No, my feet are so ticklish. Mm-mm. I'll pee my pants. When was the last time you peed your pants?
Been a while.
Yeah. It's not something that's
fun. It's not over somebody
fun.
Touching my toes, though.
Yeah. You don't want to do it.
All right. Back to your list.
Don't ignore your out-of-control children.
Oh, don't.
Put a muzzle on them.
Because we don't.
We don't have kids.
No, but we don't ignore your kids.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm like, what? That made no sense.
Because I am one of those that will say something.
Yeah, I have never seen you say something.
You have it, but I have. What?
I got something to say.
Mm-hmm. My hand went up, girlfriend. Did you see my hand go up? My hand went up. My
you
head
go,
went...
girl.
I actually one time said to a woman, have you ever been to the Rainforest Cafe? Any of them? They're all...
Oh, they have this amazing dessert that's like the size of the table that's chocolate lava. Yes.
Yeah. So you've been there. Mm-hmm. And you had they have mechanical animals and swinging monkeys on vines and stuff. I was in one and this kid kept smacking the mechanical monkey. It was on, like swinging on a vine above their beside their table. He kept and he'd hit it. And the lady was not saying anything. And I finally said to the woman, I go, I don't think that child is supposed to be hitting that monkey. And she goes, you've never seen a child play before? And I go, not with shit he's not supposed to. And she grabbed him up and made him stop. But how are they that oblivious to like?
Did she have more than one child?
Yes.
I think that's it.
But you still have to be aware. You can't be a bad parent just because you have more than one kid.
I feel like, hello, Rain.
Hello, cat. Rain just got on the table.
He is in our faces. I feel like after you like have more than one child, and especially like 3+, like the give a damn gets busted.
No, the give a damn gets busted toward the children, but not for societal rules.
No, I think it does.
No, but it shouldn't.
I'm not
my
saying
mom
it should.
Was 3 kids, I know. And I remember my mom.
I'm not saying it should. Yeah, right. I'm saying it does.
Right, but we shouldn't defend it. That's why I'm
going not defending
on.
Anything.
Yeah, but you said that happens. Ooh,
holy muffin, dude!
Did that shock the cat? That was like a.
He seems to be okay.
Wow, that was quite the.
Come on, big boy, you're too big.
Oh, there goes your drink.
Fudge.
All over the microphone and the cords. I'll hit pause for a second. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. Okay, we're back after the cat drink fiasco.
I think that would be a great spot to put like a commercial.
Right there?
Yes.
Okay.
I just made one for my podcast. I can throw it to you to put in this one. I'm sure Tara won't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or I could put in one of the ones for... We are not here to please you, podcast. Or I could put in one for all the guys from Say What podcast with Graham.
Right.
And
since this
Tom
is mainly yours, we'll do one of yours. We'll keep the girly stuff for the girly
this
podcast.
This is Wrinkled Sheets. This is Ire podcast.
Ire.
Our? My lips are showed. Shut up. My lips are sewed up. I'm barely able to talk.
Whatever. So the cat knocked over my drink. Everything is good. The cat is good. I am good. The drink is good.
You were right in the middle of some airline list.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last one is don't pretend your dog is a service animal on a plane. Don't put service animal vest on Butterfly, the teacup poodle. Thoughts?
I want a therapy dog.
You want? Is
I don't
that
know,
what that is?
Yeah, they're therapy dogs. I mean, I know some people do need them, but has it become sort of a fad thing in a way? I mean, I know there's people that have like What am I trying to think?
I sound like a therapy dog.
I'm trying to think of the word. Asperger's and stuff like that. That people have the dogs that calm them down and stuff like that. But
Butterfly calms me down until she poos.
Yeah.
In the house.
A lot. They have just...
They have decided they don't understand what going to the bathroom outside is.
At all. I'm very unhappy with them at this point.
I feel like once...
Once they broke the seal of pooping in the house?
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, Butterfly's young enough, she could probably go back to training, and it would be worth it. But Moonpie's not. He's 16.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Moonpie just poops when it hits him. He could be walking across the house and all of a sudden just go...
Boop.
Droop, droop, droop.
Yeah. So, like, in 5 years, when Moonpie goes to doggy heaven, I think we should send Butterfly to obedience school.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm thinking about...
If we did it now, I think she would get derailed by Moonpie's behavior.
You liked the idea the other day that I sent you about the new tattoo idea that I was thinking about getting with the dog face?
I do like the idea. So, I'm at work yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I had kind of been grumpy the night before.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Due to some body issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just feeling fat lately. And
food is evil.
Food is evil.
Food is evil.
So the next day, you're like, I'm going to go get a tattoo. I'm like, what the hell? Did I piss him off? I wasn't mad at him. I wasn't directing any anger toward you. I wasn't being like
snippety. Well, you had said to me.
Because
I was talking about, you're like, yeah, you keep talking about it. You're never going to do it.
So for the last 5 years, you've been talking about getting a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to go yesterday, and I was sending you some of the ideas that I had over the years.
And I'm in my cubicle going, what? You know, that's something you should bring your significant other with you to.
It is? You have to make appointments for this kind of stuff.
I know. I want to be there with you. I want to see you go through this. I want to see you get it.
You want to watch me cry? Because last time I got one, I didn't cry like a baby. You cry, your tears just kind of come because... It hurts. Your body responds.
Well, the last one you got was on a very soft portion of your arm.
True.
I could see that being very painful.
True. And I want to do it on the same spot on the other side of my arm.
Oh, is that where you want the dog?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm thinking about the dog on my shoulder, right? Not like front shoulder, back shoulder. Like,
what's
right,
Mom and Elle think?
What's this? My mom hates tattoos. My mom hates tattoos. Just hates them.
Mm-hmm.
She grew up, you know, my mom's older. People didn't get pirates and sailors had tattoos.
Right.
Pirates, sailors, and prostitutes.
Yep.
And that's basically everybody in their world that has a tattoo. Even my dad, who was in World War II in the Navy, did not get a tattoo. And
he didn't get like...
No, because most guys in the Navy, even he told me years ago that when you cross the international date line, that's sort of what you do in the Navy. You get a tattoo marking the fact you've... been around the world, you know, and he fought that he did not like tattoos.
Wow.
And so they never liked my tattoos. Remember when I first, they made me wear a long sleeve shirt.
That was before me.
Oh. So yeah, my mom used to make me wear a long sleeve t-shirt because she didn't want to see it when I went to visits. Like, cover that up. So finally she's become accepted of.
So you want to get the dog, it's the Mary.
It's the Virgin Mary.
With Moonpie's face in it.
Uh-huh.
The
tattoo that I found was the Virgin Mary pug. It's the pug. But I thought putting our dog's face would be a nice commemorative
of Moonpie, since Moonpie. He is 16.
But I am not Catholic. So the Virgin Mary, that's that Catholic symbol.
Right.
That's what that is. It's like the necklace looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought everybody...
You like that style, though.
I do like that style of art. But everybody believes in the Virgin Mary if you're in the – I won't say everybody because that is a broad brush and not everybody believes. But if you're a Christian, you believe in the Virgin Mary.
Existed and was Jesus's mama.
Yeah. Now, do you believe in the Virgin Mary?
I believe she existed and had baby Jesus.
Yeah?
I don't know that we should be praying to her.
Yeah. But how did she have a virgin birth?
It was – she was – God.
Yeah.
It was God's son.
Yeah.
You don't have to have sex with God to
you
have
a
son. No. Would probably be amazing. Oh, I think I'm going to hell. Okay.
Did you just say having sex with God would be amazing? There's the headline for this show.
No.
Sex with God would be amazing.
No, I think you should reach out to our friend Teresa Terry because her man, Toby, He does a lot of great work.
I saw that on the page. Yeah. I wrote them and said, do I get a discount? And she's like, well, duh, yeah.
Yeah, we just have to drive up to Fort Collins.
Over like an hour and a half away.
But we can do it.
So you're okay with that idea for the tattoo? You didn't like the Elvis?
No.
No?
No. Can we edit that God part out?
Because no.
I feel like I'm going to hell.
No, you're going to hell.
And
yeah. Well, no, that's the point. That's what makes for a good podcast, is you actually touched on a subject, because a lot of people always have brought that up. Like, Mary and Joseph, how come Joseph didn't freak out? How come Joseph didn't
bitch,
you're pregnant. We're going on Maury.
He had faith.
Huh?
He had faith.
Yeah.
Because God touched him and said, it's all good,
like,
dude.
Like Jared from Subway?
Okay, we can't stop. Stop it.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor Fury.
If anybody hears this, we're sorry.
It's so wrong. What? So wrong. Oh, my God.
This is just discussion.
We need to go light some candles.
What, you fart?
No. Isn't that the Catholic thing?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I do love some of the Catholic candles, though. If you ever go to some of those stores when they have, like, Catholic candles for money.
I don't like them.
You don't like those? Mm-mm. I used to have one here at the house somewhere.
I think I threw it away.
Did you? Because I had one. I think it was a money candle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Mm. We have a different sense of style.
What's that mean?
A minimalist.
Yeah.
And you like stuff everywhere.
I love stuff.
Everywhere.
I like eclectic stuff. Just weird kind of, you know.
If you had ever come into my house that I had before I moved in with you, it was very, plain and,
and
solid
boring.
Colors everywhere. I had a room that I painted yellow.
Oh, the pee room.
No, it was a pretty yellow, and I was going to make it the nautical room with the blue and the yellow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're one of those girls, huh?
And then there was one that I painted brown.
Uh-huh. The poop room.
No. It was going to be the den, like the office.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why do you girls?
And I wanted to paint the basement orange because I was around a lot of football people at the time.
So you wanted a Bronco thing down there.
Yeah, just one wall orange.
Oh, yeah, an accent. Bronco accent wall. Oh, amazing. But I used to do a thing in my act. I should probably bring it back. But it was how you ladies get on themes.
Oh, I love themes.
Y'all do get on themes.
The pink thing. My bathroom is the black and red. Like beauty
Vogue,
theme.
Like Vogue magazine.
Yes. I took that picture and that motivated me to, it's a black and red.
It's an old Vogue cover.
Yeah. Vogue cover. And that is what motivated my room. See?
Yeah.
Themes. But you do too.
No, not
you
really.
You have cowboy theme. You have lots of cowboy theme. And then you have Hawaiian theme. So us girls have themes, babe.
Well, I guess I'm leading that way now, but
this was before I came along.
But it would be like this whole, I want this to be my nautical room. Then I'm going to do shells and rope, and I'll have some seagull art, and I'll have a paddle on the wall.
That was my idea.
See? And this will be like a lodge. It'll be like a lodge. It'll be some wood and brass and kind of ferns and stuff. It'll be like a mountain lodge. See, I think y'all get more into that than guys do for the most part. And I say guys because I'm not your typical guy.
No, you definitely get into that because our bedroom is the Hawaiian theme.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the rest of the house is like cowboy theme.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole house is based on, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, I know I've told you, the whole house is designed by Bonanza, the TV show Bonanza.
Yes.
And the book cover that I have in a frame down there.
Yes.
So that sort of was the colors and the way they designed the Ponderosa, that was the house on Bonanza, was sort of my theme for how I wanted to design this house, because I wanted that kind of 60s TV kitschy, what's the word, that kind of, so that's why.
So when people ring our doorbells, should play the
dun 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 dun.
I don't know when it's going to end.
Okay, I'll stop it right there.
And then the flame comes up through the paper.
Through the map.
Say,
you know, you watch.
Joe, I always thought he was the bee's knees. He was so cute.
He was, wasn't he?
He was. And then he became Pa.
Yeah.
The Last on the Prairie. Michael Landon. He died so young.
Too young. Much, much too young.
Yes.
We should head to a Michael Landon room. We should take one room and dedicate it to Michael Landon. Let's do it. We'll just cut out pictures and stuff. We'll put them in frames. We'll just make like a Michael Landon.
I feel like people probably do that are crazy psycho fans. I know,
but wouldn't that be?
I'm not that crazy of a fan.
Well, you don't have to be that crazy just to have fun with it. Just to have people come over and go. I feel like
the Caniacs probably do that with Christian Kane.
I think you're right. Don't you? They have like cut out all the posters on the wall and cut out pictures of magazines. And I did
that with Troy Aikman in my closet. It was a walk-in closet,
uh-huh.
And there was a big Cowboys poster,
uh-huh.
And like he was very popular back then because the Cowboys were winning everything, and I had his face and pictures of him. Like I think it's still on the ceiling in my childhood,
really,
closet. Yeah,
are you should you be telling this?
Well, you want to do a Michael Landon room? I had a Troy Aikman closet.
I wanted to do it as something weird and fun. You actually did it,
and then my bedroom was the Billy Ray Cyrus room.
Yeah, we've talked about this on here.
Yeah.
Have you seen the latest pictures of Billy Ray Cyrus? He looks like a nut job.
He kind of does.
Doesn't he? I'm not against long hair or beards, but he looks like he could be a Charles Manson, I've gone off the deep end, nutty kind of.
I want to see him smile.
Huh?
I want to see. He doesn't smile anymore.
Dark glasses. It's just like he's just this weird brooding kind of.
I want to see him smile. He has a great smile.
You think he's just gone off the deep end, too?
I don't know. Maybe him and Miley are smoking the same stuff.
Because he hasn't ever spoken up as a dad.
Against.
Like
no.
A dad, you know?
And neither is her mom. Neither is her mom. But she's making a lot of money.
True.
She's still making a lot of money.
True.
We thought Hannah Montana was it. She has reinvented herself.
Into a hoe.
Talk about reinvention of hoes. Madonna's latest freaking video.
You played that for me. It's
me, Madonna, or it's bitch Madonna, or something like that.
Isn't that sort of too much of a, it's Britney, bitch?
Yeah, and it's kind of like, it's Britney, bitch means pretty girls. All the pretty girls in the world. Britney and Iggy Azalea.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's what it reminded me of.
Because that song's horrible,
like,
too.
Yes.
But this song, that Madonna song you're talking about, for you that haven't heard it yet, you must Google it, look it up on YouTube or whatever. But it's
weird.
Like, it's very weird. It's very, very weird. It's almost like she's trying to do a video designed for 12 and 13 year old YouTube watchers.
Yeah.
It has that feel to me, mm-hmm. of what they like in their YouTube cuts
content
and stuff.
Yeah, it was just, I hadn't even heard it was out, but I don't hear about a lot of things that happen because my head is in MozTech. But I'm like, what? Madonna has a new video? And that came out in June? What are you talking about? And I clicked on it and I'm like, why did I just waste my life?
And then we just told
you to go watch.
Yeah, but you have to. It's one of those you have to experience so you know what you're talking about. But you would think Madonna, in this day and age, as soon as she drops something, that it would get airplay or a video or a hit.
Well, I feel like a song like that, you can't because she's saying the B word.
Because it's just too much?
Well, you can't say the B word.
Didn't they play It's Britney, Bitch on the radio?
But they cut that out.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And like Work B, that was Britney's other song. And they cut out the B word.
That's the, don't you have a hat or a necklace or something that says that?
Yes.
What's the actual
thing?
No,
the necklace says, it's Britney, bitch.
Uh-huh.
And I had a hard time
saying that.
And then I have a shirt that says, work, B, I think.
Work, bitch?
Yes.
What does that mean? What is the story behind?
If you want stuff, if you want to get ahead in life, you got to work at it.
Work at it, bitch.
That's really what it is. Like, it, for
Don't be a
long
gold
time,
digger.
Like,
don't be a broke.
It was my workout anthem for quite a few weeks. I was like, I gotta work. If you want a Maserati, you gotta work.
And then what happened? No, you said for a few weeks.
Oh, well, then it got overplayed in my head.
Oh, okay. God, you gave me this look like, what? No, it's what you said. It was my motivation for a few weeks.
Yeah. I go through songs like that. Like, yeah. Like, I played the new Luke Bryan CD in my cubicle over and over last week, and I was loving it. And then I'm like, I should take a break before I burn myself out.
You should. You should take a big, big break on that.
Next time he comes to town, I'm game. Any of my girls out there want to go with me? I need a date.
Because this one ain't going.
Nope.
This one is not. Did you see the video I posted on my...
Probably not. I stopped following your stuff because some of it made me sad.
Hmm. Somebody had somebody had put together, I didn't do it, but somebody put together a whole clip of Luke Bryan.
Oh, the booty shaking ones?
Just shaking his butt.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
I've seen that.
I don't think Hank done it this way. It was my tag.
That's true. Yep, it was a different time.
It was a different time.
The cats are all falling asleep. Are we not entertaining?
Well, maybe that's the cue to wrap this shit up.
I think it might be.
When the cats go...
Get out of our house.
Wow, that really is the...
Maybe he got some of the Malibu out of the cup.
Brain is asleep, look.
He never goes to sleep.
Never, usually staring at least...
He was tired.
Did you feed him earlier or something? Maybe they got a food coma, food baby.
That's it. That's it. I gotta go make some mashed potatoes for your mouth.
You make some wonderful mashed potatoes.
I
have been living on mashed potatoes... And soup for...
How much weight have you lost?
About 5 pounds.
That's amazing.
I'm on the I can't eat because my lips are sewed together diet.
They're not sewed together, but you just can't eat.
I have stitches that I can actually feel along
your gum line. Don't rub your tongue.
Don't rub your tongue.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to find us, we're not done.
Are you wrapping up already?
It's yeah.
41 minutes.
I got nothing else to talk
about. Oh.
What do you have
to talk
about?
We just make it short this week.
What do you have to talk about?
I don't.
I don't work at all day long.
Well, I know. I should have brought more.
And I can't.
Well, a lot of stuff that I'm aware of, you aren't. And I should probably print out articles for us.
On no, you don't have to print them out. Just email them to me.
Email them to you.
Don't because waste trees.
Because a lot of times I'll go, hey, did you see about this? And you're like, no. So at least if we had the articles, we could go kind of like our pals.
You didn't know about any of these articles.
No, and I play along well, but you on the other hand will go. No,
I don't play well with others. You can make your own mashed potatoes.
But like our pals that do Hillbilly Nerd Talk, they obviously
they're both intellectuals,
and they can go back and forth about
banter
back and forth, and a lot of times you'll give me a. I don't know.
I
don't know anything about it. I don't even know how to take that in a different angle. I don't even know what.
I know. I'm not the best podcast co-host.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes, I don't know if it's because you're tired after work that we come down here, but sometimes you're fine. But today I feel like you're like, well, I've kind of ran out of article here. I've kind of. Is that it? Is that what you're feeling? Oh, you know, we could talk about before we
What's
go,
up?
Though. Because this will go up tomorrow.
What?
We could do our movie review.
Go for it.
For?
American Ultra.
America Ultra. American Ultra.
If you like violence, go for it.
I can't fucking believe that's all you got out of that. Seriously. Like, that's it. That's all you. We walked out of the theater and they go, what do you think? She goes, it was violent.
I don't like violent movies.
That was it.
Out 5 years, I have told you that a lot. Yeah, I don't like violence in movies.
But that was not the whole movie. It's like you just go, I'm done, right off the bat. Did you not like the buildup of the movie? How he went from nerdy to finding out he had skills? Or
yeah, like it was a good story. But did they have to make it that violent?
Yes, that was that's the kind of movie it is. Other than that, it'd just be a TV movie or a kid's movie.
And so people like me should not pay money for movies like that.
You didn't. We got a preview.
I know, but listeners that might be like me and their movie taste should not pay money for that because they're going to be like, ew, why?
Yeah, but you don't put that as that and that's the only deal. I mean, that's what you wrap it up in. But by the way, it might have been too violent for me.
It was
But,
very
like,
much,
trying
yes.
to talk to you about it on the way home, which I tried several times, like, well, what'd you think of Kristen Stewart in the movie? I guess she's all right. It's like you just
her
completely
part shocked
shut down.
Me.
I thought she was great because it was so different than any of her other
Yeah.
Other roles.
Yeah. The turn of events when it came to her character, it shocked me. I was like, huh, I didn't see that one coming.
But you didn't talk about this at all on the way home. Like, I was trying to talk to you about the movie, and you were just
okay,
like...
Okay, that's in the past. We can talk about it right now.
Okay.
And but, review the movie.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Like, I was... It was, to me, it was like I was trying to talk to you about a movie, and you were like, I don't know. It's just violent. It was just fun. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Is that weird? I'm going to do my hand under my chin thing, like Grace Helbig. Is that weird?
Right.
So let's go back and talk about the movie.
Okay.
It's Jesse Eisenberg, who mm-hmm. was in Social Media and Zombieland, and Kristen Stewart, who was...
Kristen Stewart,
who was...
Who was in Twilight.
Twilight and all that stuff, and she was in The Runaways. Mm-hmm. And it was also... Who else was I surprised in it? John Leguizamo it was in it,
mm-hmm.
with the guy that got him the fireworks mm-hmm. and everything. So he,
and then the girl from Nashville, the lady from Nashville.
Oh, Connie Britton.
Yes.
Connie Britton, who would, another one was like, were you shocked to see her play such an action hero after kind of,
yeah.
after Nashville?
Yeah. I was, but I think she did an amazing job. She's very suspenseful.
So the movie basically is about this guy who's a stoner dude that works at a grocery store, and he got a kind of a hippie girlfriend, and they want to...
Not really a hippie girlfriend. They're just stoner
they're
people.
They're just stoner people, yeah. But he has anxiety issues.
Like extreme... He can't leave their small town in West Virginia.
Like they were going to fly to Hawaii, and he wanted to propose to her, but he threw up and missed the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And so... You think, what a weirdo. This guy's just so freaky. Why did she
like,
stay
why
with...
Why is she not getting mad?
Yeah.
It all unfolds.
And then it all unfolds, and there's a giant twist, and it becomes an action movie.
Yes.
And some of the best action that I've seen in a long time, because I like those kind of action. Mm-hmm. When it's believable. And the humor, laugh out loud funny. I mean, that theater had giant laughs in it.
I just took a spoon, and his lungs exploded.
See, you're even smiling at that. But that was like the old...
I think the actor made it. Like, nobody else could have made that movie.
I agree with you. I think that it was such a good role for him
mm-hmm.
because it's going to make him almost like an action... Like, seriously, an action hero. Like a nerdy action hero.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll have spinoffs?
I hope so.
Oh.
They left it... Oh, the other guy that was in the movie, Walt Coggin, who was... Boyd Crowder from Justified.
Oh, yes, Boyd Crowder.
And you didn't know the actor's
Laffer.
Name. Laffer. I think they left it open for him to be part of a sequel. I think.
I know.
If anybody sees this, let us know. But I think that's what they did. But I am definitely recommending American Ultra as a summer hit movie.
Yeah.
You know,
summer.
The same kind of thing happened with Spider-Man. With the original Spider-Man, when mm-hmm. Tobey Maguire was
the
Spider-Man.
Down kiss.
Yes. But I thought he's going to be a horrible Spider-Man. When they said they cast him, I'm like, oh, he's not Spider-Man. He's too weird. He's too nerdy. He's never going to live up to the action. And I thought that was the best part of that movie is because they took nerdy Tobey and turned him into Spider-Man.
And isn't that kind of the story? Like
yes.
a nerdy scientist
yes.
turns into Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it was kind of perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect. And I think that's the same way with this one. This mm-hmm. is the guy seems like that stoner dude. And then he awakens that inner thing that's been trained in him.
Right. Don't give away too much.
But we're recommending.
Steve is recommending it.
I'm recommending. She's not recommending if you don't like violent movies.
I want to go see the new Disney movie. I'm just kidding.
What is the new Disney
movie? I don't
even
know.
You have a movie that you could be plugging to give away tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold, please. I actually have a couple movies. So if you're here in the Denver area and this coming Monday, the 24th, so you have to act like super fast.
Yeah.
I like need you to respond to me by close of business on Sunday.
Close of business on
there
Sunday.
There came Cubicle Girl. I'm sorry. But give me one second as I pull it up because I was not prepared for this. Talk amongst yourselves, Steve.
I will keep talking while you Google on your phone there to find out the thing
All
about
right.
driving
so,
lessons or something.
On Monday, no, Monday,
oh,
the
Monday.
24th here mm-hmm. in Denver, I have 3 pairs of tickets I could give away if you're interested in seeing Mistress America this Monday, the 24th. The screening's at 7:30 p.m. at the Landmark Greenwood Village. All you have to do is send me your name, and you can send it to twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com, all spelled out, or wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com. And, yeah, you can win a pair of tickets to go see Mistress America.
I want to see that.
And you can go see it.
Do you know why I want to see it?
Why?
Because it's written and directed by the same guy that did Frances Ha.
And I loved Frances
you
Ha.
You loved Frances Ha.
Unfortunately, I'm recording Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine that night. So I have my pair of tickets I can give to you, and you could take one of your girlfriends.
But are you a little sad that you're going to miss this? Because you love Frances Ha.
It. Huh? Yes. Frances Ha was my favorite movie of 2013.
Was that what it was?
I feel like it was. And then also I have another movie that I have tickets to give away to.
What?
Yeah. This screening is going to be September 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Landmark Greenwood Village.
Uh-huh.
It's for the movie Learning to Drive.
That's Ben Kingsley.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the woman's name.
Yeah. And so, again...
Yeah. I can't remember her name.
I don't have that information in front of me. So, again, if you want
it's
to
learning
go
to drive.
See it...
With Ben Kingsley and somebody else. Google if you'd like to see it.
Yeah. So send an email with your first and last name to twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com or wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com.
And what day is Learning to Drive?
September 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the screening.
Okay. I believe it's a Wednesday.
All righty then.
And the nice thing about the Landmark at Greenwood Village is they have a bar. And free popcorn and soda.
You love...
I took my girlfriends there, and they didn't even know that existed. And they both live south. One lives...
They'd never been to that theater where you get your one ticket?
No, one lives like a half a mile away from that theater. Another one lives here in the Parker area, but they had never... They're like, well, we don't have to pay for this popcorn? I'm like, nope. We don't have to pay for soda? I'm like, nope, but I'm going to go pay for wine. You can get wine? I'm like, welcome.
That's what I love about that. One ticket, you buy your ticket price and go in there. You want 2 bags of popcorn? Fine.
You want
2 Cokes?
You want 3 bags of popcorn? And you can go back for refills.
I love
all the butter
that.
You want.
I love that.
Yeah.
And, my mouth was missing popcorn the other night so bad. I just had the oral surgery before we went to the screening.
Mm.
And so... You were like, "Don't you can't have popcorn?
You can't.
You can't have popcorn.
You're
don't
like,
even think about it.
I can chew on the. I'm like,
on the
nope.
other side. No.
How much did you pay for that procedure? Yep. Don't want to redo that.
So yeah, I think that might be the first movie in years, maybe ever, that I didn't get popcorn because I almost can't.
No,
watch
No, you've skipped popcorn before when you were like, I'm fat.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You sure I didn't get like at least a snack or
no,
something?
No, you didn't.
Because that's the best thing about movie when you're in the theater. You got to have. Popcorn, not popcorn, but snacks, like Twizzlers.
Before I never bought snacks. Like, I was really good and health conscious and never bought snacks. Now I can't seem to get out of the freaking movie theater without buying Butterfingers or Kazoodles.
What happened to, you started like in those pre-boxed things at the movie theater.
I got a couple bad ones, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Then I bought you a bunch, and you're like, didn't even eat them.
I did. They eventually disappeared. If you noticed, I ate them slowly.
Oh, I thought eventually you threw them away.
No, I ate them. I think there was,
What's it called? Snacks to go or something like that? They're selling at the theater. It's got like crackers and cheese
and
salami.
And we found them at the local grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much?
No.
You burn yourself out on them?
I think so. And I think some of the cheeses are gross. They're not, like, good cheese. I'm picky with cheese.
What is your favorite cheese?
Cheddar. Sharp cheddar. Like, extremely sharp cheddar. And then I love blue cheese. I could eat blue cheese crumbles like popcorn.
You're not one of those people that, it smells like feet.
No. Well, it might smell like feet, but I love the way it tastes in my mouth.
I wish I knew more about cheese.
We had a wedge salad. Oh,
Do what?
Blue cheese wedge salad. Oh. It has wedge salad with bacon. Sorry. Yes, you wish you knew more about cheese because there's cheeses of all different shapes and sizes and textures and tastes and cultures. And I think there's more diversity in cheese than there are in humans.
I think so. Whenever you go to like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods and you go past that cheese section, you're like, I wish I knew more about hard goat cheese compared to soft goat
There's
cheese.
There's some of those names I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Well, we're so used to, I think Americans have
sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar, Swiss, and Velveeta.
And if you go a little crazy, you might do blue cheese. Most Americans don't like blue cheese.
I like feta cheese. I'm becoming more and more of that, like when you eat Greek Mediterranean. Phases.
But I do like feta stuffed, or olive stuffed with feta. Mm-hmm. Yum.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might be dinner time after this.
I think it might be. I'm going to have some potatoes.
I'm going to go have some salad.
Okay. Well, tell everybody how to find us. Tell them, remind them about our YouTube channel.
You got to find us on YouTube. All you have to do is go to YouTube.com. YOUTUBE.com. Some people may not have ever been there on purpose.
That's true. They might not.
And all you have to do is type in wrinkled sheets and you'll see us. Like, we're there.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing like almost daily vlogs. I won't say they're every day,
At
least weekly. At least two or three times a week.
Right. And it's funny because my friends are starting to follow and they're like commenting at work and I'm like, oh, what am I doing?
Is that bad?
Just throwing my life out there.
Well, you're supposed to.
But that was a little bit why I was grumpy after the American Ultra, because we had sat and watched one of our vlogs, and I was like, I used to be thinner. You know?
Food is evil.
Food is evil. Maybe I won't have a salad.
A salad is not.
A salad is not evil.
A salad is never evil.
Ever.
Unless it's the explosion salad.
At Chili's.
Chili's.
Ooh, nachos.
And then it's... Oh, Chili's nachos.
Okay, sorry. Wrinkled Sheets, YouTube. Find us. If you are smart and savvy and Facebooker-ish and you follow us on on Facebook, we post our YouTube stuff there. It'll be easy to find the YouTube stuff there. All of our podcasts can be found there. Most of our movie giveaways can be found there. So, hey, find us on Facebook, yo.
And give us a... Give us a thumbs up on our videos.
On our videos and on our posts on Facebook.
Go hamburger.
Go ham. Hard as a mother. Mm! That's a Colt Ford song.
Oh, it is?
All of a sudden, you hate that term. It's in so many songs. Like, it's a lot of rap songs, but he uses it too.
Okay.
I heard it and I was like, hey, I know that term. It's 34 and I'm still hip. Woo! Not at all. And no. Follow us on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets, the number one.
Mm-hmm. And PaintBarb27, that's you on Twitter. And at Steve McGrew is me on Twitter.
I gotta address something right now. So I rarely tweet and stuff. Last night I'm waiting for you to come home and I was like, oh, that's a cool thing. And I retweeted a guy had like done a quote about relationships and you responded blah blah blah.
Well, that's because
I was not subtweeting.
You were subtweeting.
I was not.
If a guy isn't that, if you have to ask if a guy is into you, he's not into you. Because every once in a while you'll still do this to me. Do you still find me attractive?
It says men are notoriously lazy. If you ever have to ask yourself, is he into me? He isn't.
Blah, blah. And you retweeted that.
I did.
Yeah. So to me, that was a, I hope he sees this.
No. Oh, I just thought that was.
What? What did you think it was?
I have girlfriends that are going through stuff. And I don't know. It was nothing directed. If it was directed at you, it would have said at Steve McGrew.
It would have. You would have directly.
Yes, I stopped subtweeting a long time ago because you would like respond with, huh? I'd be like, you know what I mean, brah.
Were you actually subtweeting?
For a moment in time. I had bad influences in my life, but I don't do that anymore.
Who were your bad influences?
I don't know.
Who?
The younger people that I used to hang out with. I feel like the 20-somethings are big subtweeters.
Oh, they are.
And it drives me nuts when I see it, because we have a couple in our life, and I'm like...
Just say it. You're like, just say it.
Unfollow. And every once in a while, I just want to be like, actually, I have. Like, what's wrong?
Well, and that's all they want you to do. That's what's most subtweeting is for you to go, oh, what's the matter?
And it's just so frustrating.
Well, especially when somebody will subtweet like, oh, could this day get any worse?
And you're like, did you lose an arm?
Mm-hmm.
Did your heart explode? Did your spouse die?
Did your cat knock over a drink on the microphone?
See, there's levels of, oh my God. And I feel like the younger generation, like, blows, like, little things into big things for attention.
I think so, too.
But what was I saying? I don't even know. Oh, so I post a lot of quotes. I'm a quote just junkie. I love
right, which
quotes.
Is why I posted yesterday, be kind, rewind.
Yes. Nobody rewinds shit anymore.
Quotes.
But I love quotes. Like, I'll see quotes and I'll be like, ooh, save that for a status update. And I have friends that'll be like, was that about me? And I'm like, no. Oh, my God. Sometimes. No.
I think if people relate to it,
they
it
know
is
something.
About
yeah.
you.
And I'm not meaning it. Like, I'll be like, that motivated me to be more positive or to avoid negativity or to avoid the butterfinger and go for the salad. Like, there, that's stuff that touched me mm-hmm. inside.
Like
so,
Jared from Subway?
Too soon. And so I want to share it with the world. So I have, like, two quote boards in my office. And I like sharing stuff like that. And anyway.
You're the glitter gal.
Yeah.
Spread the glitter. Well, guys, thanks for downloading us and playing us and doing it wherever you get us at iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker.
Thanks for doing it wherever you get us.
Yeah, do it wherever you get us. Thanks.
There's the title.
Thanks for letting us do it in your ears.
Thanks for letting us penetrate your life.
No, I think the title of the show is going to be Sex with God Has Got to Be Amazing.
No.
I think that is going to be the title of this show.
Please forget that ever happened.
No. All right. Till next time.
Oh,
see ya.
Pray for me.